Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercies. We appreciate your faithfulness. Breathe upon the word. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hallelujah. Defining godly character, part two. Defining godly character. Our objective is understanding what character is all about. It's going to be a sharp message. When you talk about somebody having character, maybe they say it's well trained from home. Or there are things he lives by. But there are things, there are underlining principles, underlining insight that makes character work. Acts chapter 24, verse 16 says, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward men. Before I go on, please, I want to appeal to every member of this church. We're in 3 hours in his presence for 2 services, 1 and 2, for the next few weeks. Every single Sunday, you'll be experiencing this kind of climate. Give the Lord a praise. And experiencing the healing, the deliverance, and all of that. There are many people who are not aware that things like this happen in town. There are many people who just go to church on Sunday for religious purpose. Please, bring one of your friends, especially your unbeliever friends. Don't come to church just traditionally. Come evangelistically. Those of us who are in the squad 1000, take advantage of this season. Anyone you invite who see the kind of thing we are seeing and is not interested to go and still wants to go, you can leave. You have done your best. But let's give them the opportunity to know what is possible. Let them know what is feelable. Let them feel something. And then we can leave them with the decision. How many of you understand what I'm saying? So every single Sunday, let's do that. And then we'll return back shortly to the one service of the 8 hours or something in his presence. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. And now defining positive character. There are 5 underlining insights that will help us walk in character. Now, what is character all about? Number one, character is a function. I'm giving other series of definitions now. They are a bit related to the first service, but they are slightly different. Number one, character is a function of possessing a conscience that is alive and awake. That's character. It is the function of possessing a conscience that is alive, that is awake. Many people don't have a conscience that is alive. They don't have a conscience that is awake. That is what turns them into criminals. That is what makes them enjoy the pain of others. A conscience that is alive. A conscience that is awake. In Romans chapter 2 verse 14, Paul the apostle speaking all the way to verse 15, that even Gentiles, for when the Gentiles which have not the law, when they do by nature the things contained in the law, they are not lying, they are not killing, not that they read the law. He said, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. Why? They show the work of the Lord, work of the law written in their hearts. These are Gentiles. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts either accusing or excusing them.
That is, they didn't need to carry the Bible to do the right thing. Provided they possess a conscience, they can do the right thing. He said, even the Gentiles, they don't have a law. They didn't read the law. But when they do what is written in the law, it is because they followed the conscience. Having a conscience that is alive, that is awake. Not a conscience that is killed. Like 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. It talks about people with a conscience that is seared with a hot iron. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. There are people, it's as if their conscience has been killed, roasted, seared. Become insensitive. A conscience that is alive and awake. If you do wrong and you can feel that you did wrong, you are in a good place. But when you are doing the wrong thing and you no longer feel anything about it, so it is a state of emergency spiritually. Number two, character is a function of healthy reverence and respect for God and his principles. Character is the function of healthy reverence and respect. You reverence God, you respect God and his principles, you will live in character, knowing fully well that God created you for himself. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, he said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. In the life of character, you are saying, I did not decide to be created, so I cannot decide how to live. You are determined not to take God for granted. Healthy reverence and respect for God. There are many who don't revere God. In fact, you see the way some people behave inside church. You understand the level of reverence and respect they have for God. Number three. Character is a function of existence with consideration for both the welfare of others and the pleasure of God. Say that again. Character is the function of existing with consideration, both for the welfare of others and the pleasure of God. What does that mean? You do the things you do with the feelings of others in mind. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. You have others in your mind. Dealing with your wife, with your children, dealing with your boss, your employees, dealing with friends and family, the welfare of people, how they feel, is in your consideration. And of course, the pleasure of God. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. The Bible said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are and we are created. Lord, let my life, you see,
let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you design life to be, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Look at verse 2. Let my life bring you joy and not pain, Lord. Let me not live, let me live in your plan for my life. That is living life at its very best, Lord. That is living to glorify your name. Let me not be the cause of your pain, Lord. God said, I regret creating man in the days of Noah. He pained me. God said, I regret making Saul king. May God not regret because of my life. May nothing about me, I regret lifting this boy up. I regret anointing him. I regret giving him money. Father, may my life bring you pleasure and not pain. When you live with the welfare of others in mind, and you live with pleasure for God, pleasure towards God in mind, you would live a life of character without struggling to live it. It's a function of existing with a consideration for both the welfare of others and the pleasure of God. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. He said, Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. Fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let everyone esteem each other better than themselves. Look not unto every man his own things. Don't just face your life. That's face yourself. Or in terms of vision, face your life. But in terms of living, existing among people, don't just live as if you are alone. Every man should consider the things of others also. We live, exist with the welfare of others and the pleasure of God. Number 4, character is a function of living life that is guided by the principles of right and wrong. Living life that is guided by the principles of right and wrong. That is avoiding the wrong and embracing the right. Your life is guided. That is, a person of character is a principled person. He is a man of principles. He's a woman of principles. The principles of right and wrong. Job chapter 1 and in verse 1. Talked about a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. Was perfect and upright, feared God, eschewed evil. That was a principled man. Paul the apostle in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10. He said, you are witnesses and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. We behaved ourselves. Character is behaving yourself according to the principles of right and wrong. You know that right is right and wrong is wrong. Talking carelessly to your senior is wrong. Taking what is not yours is wrong. Coming to work by 9 and signing that you arrive by 8 is wrong. You know it's wrong. You just live by it. It's a function of a life that is guided
by the principles of right and wrong.
Finally, number five.
Character is the function of living with eternity in view.
Living with eternity in view.
Living with the knowledge that our lives don't end on the earth. Our lives don't end on the earth.
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. He said, and as it is appointed unto man,
wants to die, but after that is the judgment. This is a summary of character on this point number 5. It is knowing that how we live on earth determines where we end in eternity. How we live on the earth determines where we end in eternity. So you adjust yourself. You adjust your life. What have we said so far? Number one, that character is the function of possessing a conscience that is alive and is awake. Number two, that character is the function of healthy reverence and respect for God and his principles. Number three, that character is a function of existence with consideration for both the welfare of others and the pleasure of God. Number four, that character is a function of living a life that is guided by the principles of right and wrong. Number five, that character is the function of living with eternity in view. That is, how we live on the earth determines where we end in eternity. Two counsels is the same with the first service. One, embrace godly character for a successful earthly life and a glorious eternal destiny. Successful earthly life. If our lives on earth will be successful and our journey in eternity will be glorious, that is, we don't end in the other direction and into hellfire, we must embrace character. Revelation 21 and in verse 27. He said, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And number two, stay close to the two things that will enhance godly character. Two things that will enhance godly character. One is the presence and the person of God. The presence of God. You can't hang around God and be a bad boy. You can't hang around God and be a bad girl. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 18, he said, but we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You hang around God, you become like him. The presence of God. Just stay close to God. Don't stay far from God. Don't stay far from his presence. And number two, stay close to the word of God. John chapter 15 and in verse 3, he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word of God is a cleanser of life. It cleans our lives. Many of us today are like lions that are tamed. That is, if not for God and his word, some people may not be able to greet you on the road. But God's word changed you, mellowed you down, tamed you. When you move away from God, you move into your worst. The worst of you comes out. When you move away from the word of God, you move into your worst, the worst of you. When you move into God, move into his word, you move into your best, the best of you comes out. I believe it's a new day for somebody. You believe that? Say loud, amen.
Lift up your right hand everywhere you are and just thank him for his word today. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. El Shaddai, thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the honor. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Can you stand up on your feet 1 minute? At this juncture, please let there be no movement out until we are done in a few minutes. Lift up your two hands and say, Father. Say, Father. I ask for your help.
Ask for your help.
To function.
To function.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
I ask for your help.
I ask for your help.
To function.
To function.
And live in the realm.
And live in the realm.
Of godly character.
Godly character.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and pray for it. Pray it 1 minute. Father, I receive your grace. I receive your mercy to live and function in the realm of godly character. Help me live in the realm of godly character. The realm of godly character. To live in the realm of godly character. To live in the realm of godly character. To live in the realm of godly character. I receive your grace. To live in the realm of godly character. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
See, the Bible said, thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. Say, Father.
Father.
We ask for the baptism of willingness upon the assembly, upon this commission, to do your will, to live for you. The baptism of willingness and zeal upon the assembly, to do the right thing, to live for you and to serve you as a church. We receive the baptism of willingness to do the right thing and zeal to serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the next 1 minute. Father, we ask for that baptism. Of zeal, willingness to do the right thing, to live for you, to serve you. In the name of Jesus. Be in agreement with somebody near you, left and right, and just trust, ask God. Father, I ask that you visit your son to my left and right, whose hand I am holding. Give them their needed visitation today. Pray after me, say, Father.
Father,
I ask
for the visitation
of this your child.
Of this your child
today.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
give
Jesus.
Them their needed visitation.
Give them their needed visitation.
Oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and pray. Precious name.